Immediate thoughts after that?
Obviously massive disappointment. We could have chances to kill a game off in the first half, I felt, even it went back to 2-1. But yeah, again, you were in good possession, give it away, give a throw away, and then you give a silly free kick. Things we've spoke about all week. You lose a goal, and somebody not doing their job at a set play. You know, they're basics. We save set plays, silly throws, whatever. And we done that, you know, and we kept doing that. And then same with the two goals at the death. You know, don't let Bobby, if it's Bobby inside, keep him away from goal, especially the conditions. And we don't make the right decisions at important moments. But he's the biggest. Kevin to get a hat trick, Toddy's got to slide him. Game could be finished by then, you know, because you score, you go the third one. And as I say, there's too many moments like that. We never give ourselves a breather with it. And then, as I say, made bad choices. But don't get me wrong, I think the third goal, a crucial goal, was it's a handball. I mean, everybody sees it, the linesman sees it, the ball's been by it. I've no, if it hits somebody here, that's fine, but when it's go, we're going by and we're going to count, it hits him here, and the ball changes direction, it's a free kick. He's just given one 2 minutes prior, and then they go and score for it. So they're the moments that count in a game. People think they go away from here and they'll think, oh, this, that, and the next thing, of course, but I understand it. The frustration for everybody, so I've no qualms with that, but hey, you need a little bit of help at times, and it's a blatant foul, you know, that gets that goal.
You mentioned the frustration of everyone. You might be able to illuminate us on this better than we know, but I mean, it sounds like it's a wee bit ugly outside. I mean, what's the
situation? No, I think you know that. That's why you're asking. I'd expect that with the crowd. No problem, you're 2-0 up, so no alluding to anything. I'm just alluding to the players, because they're the most important things, and the concentration levels, and I thought there was a lot of good stuff they'd done in the game, but you know what, you're going to be under pressure here at certain times. We tried to do the right things, we tried to create chances. Second half, as I said, there was too many times we lost that little bit of second ball, and maybe tried to be clever in certain areas of pitch, and it's no conducive for that here, and you have to make sure, but you have to roll your sleeves up and fight at important times. But you need a break at times, and I feel for the boys at times in that respect. We're going in an attack here. The defender comes, trying to get the ball, misses it, hits his hand, ball changes direction. Stonewall free kick. Doesn't. All of a sudden, they got the pitch, and it's 3-2. So they're the moments, you know. So the frustration's for everybody to see. Of course, and I understand, as I keep saying it, and I'm not trying to be condescending. I understand the frustration of supporters. If I've got a team that's 2-0 up, I expect to win the game. So no problems with that.
After the Queen of the South defeat, you mentioned obviously you spoke to the board and Thomas and Ross on Sunday. I mean, do you expect to have a chat with them in the aftermath of this match?
Speak to them every day. So in my respect, as I say, I've said to you many, many times, they've been a great support for me in the respect, and it has been tough. I mean, the other night there obviously proves it, with a couple of minutes to go, when you lose a game, take it away from your hands. So they've been a great source of support. They know how hard we're working. As I say, it doesn't matter how hard you work. Sometimes people say the harder you work, the luckier you become. I'm not sure I agree with that saying any longer, because we can't work any harder. We're preparing right for matches, we're saying the right things. But the moment is, you still need a bit of fortune on the pitch, but then you've still got at crucial moments to do the job it was asked. Lock on it, a throw in against. Don't give possession away, an easy possession away to give the throw in away in the first place. Don't give a free kick away, give the free kick away. Don't go too deep on the set play, and they do, and the ball goes in off the post. And we'd seen it the other night there, so we prepare for all that. It's not as if we're lazy on our job, you know. We know our job, we know what our job is to try and do, to try and win games of football. We prepare to win games of football. We work our socks off trying to do that. The boys, as I say, graft to try and do that. But unfortunately, it just seems to be, at this moment in time, it's not meant to be. For whatever reason, I don't know.
The Morton game now appears a huge one, just looking at the league table.
Every game's crucial. I keep saying it. People get carried away with themselves. I keep saying the same thing week in, week out. Tell me one place where you like to go to play a game. Whether you heard, if you were asking opposition, would you like to come to East End Park or whatever? The answer's going to be no. Of course it's not. We know every game's crucial. Every game's crucial. And as I say, you have to win matches. As a manager, you have to win matches. As players, you have to win matches. That's what we're paid to do, to try and win matches. So I understand that. But the only thing I'm saying is, we can't graft any harder, you know. But you need a little bit of fortune, and you have to make the right decisions. And unfortunately, and I think every one of their goals, I look at every single one of their goals, and it was an error from our point of view in the respect to that. As I say, free kick, throw in, no done their job well enough. Corner, no picking up, you know. Referee could have gave the decision making here, but also when the ball breaks on them, let them inside. And a penalty kick, I'm not sure. I couldn't see if it was a penalty or not. But people are saying it's soft, but I can't see that. So I can't argue with that one. But the one here that's right in front of us, and the linesman's here as well, so it's a stonewall free kick. But at this moment in time, every single error we make, we're getting punished for.
You were without Mark Connolly, was he?
He's been ill, Mark, since we've not seen him since Tuesday. He's been not well, his family's been not well, so I gave him up to the last moment, but unfortunately he's not been well enough at all, and I thought as the week went on, but unfortunately as the week went on he's been worse, so that was unfortunate because he's a big character and he's been excellent since he came, so obviously that was a disappointment. But I thought Rhys Breen came in and done very well, you know, I could have no qualms with him. I thought he'd done exceptionally well, believe in mind it's maybe 6 months before his last 90 minutes. Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Kevin Harris.